Your thoughts on this first reserve league game of the season?
I thought it's probably what we expected. You know, the plan was to give the more experienced players 45 minutes. And obviously Danny's there or thereabouts now. And Tom as well, it helps having the experience there. But, you know, it's great having that rotation that you can take four guys off and put four on and still have the quality and depth in the squad to you know, so you can get the win. You know, it's the win was always going to come with the amount of possession we had. But the pleasing piece is how quick they moved the ball at times. I thought it was excellent in the first half. And it's hard. It's hard to break down because the pitch is really tight. And, you know, we sometimes took the wrong option in the final third. And obviously at the end it was a great goal with Soares and Josh Goley linking up for Josh to finish. Mm-hmm. But I think overall, you know, was it 4-1? 4-1. It was, you know, the goalkeeper had a really few good saves second half. It could have been more. But overall I'm happy because it gives us a good mix of the older and the younger player. And that's what I was saying to the olders before the game. It's, you know, you want the younger boys to look up to you. You know, set an impression on them and lead by example. It's always hard for the older boys or the more experienced boys coming back and playing with the reserve group because, you know, they can, you know, the mentality sometimes isn't right. I've never had that. The mentality was spot on, and we want the first team players to be role models for the younger players. And certainly when they're going to watch them play in the first team, they want them to aspire to be, you know, as good as, if not better than them. So that was the important piece. But, you know, some of the play was excellent. It was exciting. They were good going forward, and, you know, I can't complain.
Josh McGill, Josh Goley in the first half was electric, and McGill when he came on the second half.
He was.
Showed how to finish.
Josh Goley was. I think he had a couple of chances before that. You know, and same with McCann, he was there or thereabouts, and young Cammy Graham hit the post just before it as well. But it was like good wave after wave of attack. You know, it was good to watch. It was, you know, the way they built the ball, the way they moved it, they got pressed fairly high and they got into good areas. I mean, I thought Paul Allen was excellent in Merley Park. A lot of every play goes through him. You know, it's a joy to watch at times looking at him. And just overall, it was. I can only complain about one thing: is a goal we lost.
That
was
it. Might.
Yeah, and you know, we always set out to have a clean sheet. I mean, Paul Brown, I'm not saying he made a mistake, but you know, it was probably the wrong choice. He could have went back and started again. We're always talking about that. If we're ever under pressure, go back and start again. Or, you know, worst case scenario, it goes big.
Because it came from you trying to build up from the back.
It did. It came for free kick. Gregor played out to him. And he took a rough touch and he tried to go back to Gregor, whereas he should have started again. But when it goes back to Gregor, you know, sometimes I think it's me, right? You know, I want him to play all the time. But in that case, Gregor should have maybe just played it big, played it bigger and just go out and get on with it. But it gives him a little sniff at 2-1. And obviously we had to react to score the next one and the next one again. But, you know, these kids make mistakes, right? It's about learning from making mistakes. The same thing happened again after, and Paul made the right choice two or three times. So, you know, I can't complain. It's part of the development, and it was great to coach.
Good. The next game is?
Fife Cup final.
East Fife.
Next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. That'll be basically the same squad?
I don't think so. You know, it's great to get some of the players down to play. And obviously some of them needed minutes because they hadn't played minutes for two or three weeks, like McCann coming back and hadn't played minutes since Dundee. So, but it just depends, you know, next week. The good thing is it's on East End, it's on the stadium, so, you know, but guaranteed a good surface, and, you know, probably a lot of the older ones may want to play. But, you know, I'm not wanting to take anything off the team that got there last year, because it was a young team that got there last year. But no, I'll adjust to how the first team, you know, what they want and what their needs is, and, you know, we'll put out a team that will certainly play football, and a lot of them will be excited about playing their first time at East End as well, so that's going to be important too, and it's something we'll look at, because a lot of kids go throughout their career and they don't get the opportunity to play in good stadiums, you know, and I certainly want to be part of a group that's, you know, done well for me and reward them by playing in the stadium too.
And win a cup.
That's right.
Okay, that's hopefully. Right. Thanks, Greg.
Yeah, thanks.